This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Organizers of a voting protest against President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict say they're continuing their campaign ahead of Tuesday's presidential primary in Wisconsin. Chuck Hornbach of member station WUWM has more.
Hiba Mohammed of the group Listen to Wisconsin spoke to about 200 people at a pro-Palestinian rally Saturday.
I want you all to say it with me, okay? Vote uninstructed.
Vote uninstructed!
Thank you.
The Vote Uninstructed campaign wants to get 20,000 people to mark their ballots for uninstructed delegation in Tuesday's Democratic primary. Mohammed says Biden needs to end military aid to Israel and bring an immediate, lasting ceasefire in Israel and Gaza.
And if he doesn't, he needs to understand that his chances of winning in November are very bleak.
The Biden-Harris campaign says the president shares the goal for an end to violence and a just and lasting peace in the Middle East. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Investigators are still piecing together the circumstances of the ship collision that brought down a major bridge in Baltimore. NPR reviewed more than 1,000 radio communications between first responders from several agencies that night. NPR's Kiara Eisner has more.
Radio communications exchanged during the search and rescue efforts show police reacted lightning fast to block cars from crossing the Francis Scott Key Bridge and coordinated across agencies to try to find workers in the river.
We do have one person that was in the water is being evaluated by our medic aid on this side.
But Ryan Dilke, an instructor at Eckerd College Search and Rescue, notes that communication systems used to make distress calls are not optimized for alerting construction crews on bridges, since they don't have access to the same radio as the ship pilots. The bodies of two construction workers have been recovered from the river. Four others are presumed dead. Kiara Eisner, NPR News.
An anchor for an Iranian television network based in London has been stabbed multiple times outside his home. Villa Marx reports the London Metropolitan Police Counterterrorism Unit is investigating the attack because of the man's job.
Iranian International TV's coverage of Iran's anti-government protest has prompted strong reactions from authorities in Tehran, who've designated the network a terrorist organization. Police say the channel's journalists have faced multiple threats, and earlier this year, Britain's Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron sanctioned Iranian Revolutionary Guard commanders for plotting to kill two other anchors on UK soil.
Villa Marx reporting from London. In women's NCAA college basketball play, Caitlin Clark scored a game-high 29 points to lead Iowa to an 89-68 win over Colorado today, setting up a date Monday with defending champ Louisiana State University in the Elite Eight. This is NPR. In the California city of Hayward, officials are considering reparations for residents of Russell City, a predominantly Black and Latino community that was demolished by local government in the 1960s. From member station KQED, Annalise Finney reports a commission submitted 26 reparation proposals this week.
In 2021, the city acknowledged racial bias played a role in the community's removal and created a commission to come up with a plan for reparations. Aisha Knowles is the chair of the commission. Her father lived in Russell City.
The amount of money they received in order to be removed from their homes was pennies on the dollar.
The proposals include a plan to provide guaranteed basic income to surviving residents. There's no timeline by which the city must decide whether or not to implement them. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Finney.
A three-ship convoy left a port in Cyprus today with 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza as concerns about hunger in the territory soar. World Central Kitchen says the vessels and a barge have enough food to prepare more than 1 million meals from items like rice, pasta, flour, legumes, canned vegetables, and proteins. It's not clear, though, when that ship could reach Gaza. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by air and sea are not enough and that Israel has to allow far more aid by road. The top UN court has ordered Israel to open more land crossings to address the crisis. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.